Tristan, it's Shannon Harris from Teen Canteen.
Hi, good afternoon. So how did you come up with the Teen Canteen idea?
Well, we all came together and we decided we were going to set up a food business. We've sort of went along the theme of like rustic and healthy.
How many of you are in the team, Shannon?
There's probably between 20 to 30 of us, I'd say.
Oh, it's quite a lot then.
Yeah, we're sort of divided into sub-teams. There's a comms team and a food team and an events management team.
And what's your part in the project?
I'm in the communications team. Our job is really just, we're sort of like a marketing department. We are in charge of getting the message out there about Teen Canteen.
Cool. Now, how do you choose what to include and what to not include in the menu?
Well, we did some research into the area of Scottish soul food and came up with our ideas according to what Scottish soul food really is.
Oh, right.
We wanted to go with what people would cook in their house anyway.
All right, so where does that come from, Scottish soul food?
Really, it's just Scottish food that has come from, like, local suppliers. All of our suppliers are based in the, like, Linlithgow, West Lothian area. It's sort of good for the community as well as being, like, really tasty food.
I also noticed on the menu that you've got something called groovy potatoes. what's a groovy potato?
They're quite difficult to explain.
Okay.
They're, like, a potato that's sort of half moon shaped. No, like, half circle shaped.
Okay.
And then seasoning on it, I think. And they're purple.
Sounds interesting. Okay. So what's your own favourite dish, Shannon, from the menu?
Well, we had a sort of event last week and I got to try the classic beef stew, which is on Monday night, and it was very, very good. I think it was sort of a competition and our team that made the beef stew came fourth. And it was against like professional chefs, so it was quite cool.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. And got Phoebe Buchanan, a food expert. What has she told you about how to work in a busy kitchen?
She's been great right at the start of the project. She did workshops with us on how kitchen procedure sort of works, and along with how health and safety in the kitchen works. So, I mean, people are probably going to be quite skeptical about how teenagers like are with health and safety, but I think it's been fine because Phoebe's been really, really great.
And you've got the Give a Fork idea, and this is about sort of hidden forks in and around Linlithgow. Sounds a bit mysterious. What's that all about?
Well, tonight we have a team going out to hide forks around Linlithgow. There's going to be 50 red forks sort of hidden up and down the high street. And if you collect 5 red forks and bring them to Teen Canteen next week, you get a free dessert.
So it starts tomorrow, does it?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. We've been around all the primary schools in Linlithgow to sort of get the kids more involved, because we think it'll be more an activity that like primary school age kids will be really like keen to get involved in. So I think the publicity of it's been quite good.
And what do you think the biggest challenge for the team is over the next week?
I think our biggest challenge is to just stay focused and stay communicating and not get too stressed out, because it's really getting down to like crunch time now and we all need to sort of be pitching in and getting together, and it's really easy to get stressed because there's so much left to do. We've only got like 48 hours left.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners of the Edinburgh Reporter?
Just that it would be great to see them at the canteen next week. It's right outside Linlithgow Academy and it's really, really great food. The opening hours are 3:30 until 8.
That's great. Okay, Shannon, thanks for speaking to the Edinburgh Reporter.
Thank you very much.